This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And today we are joined by someone who's been passionate about the industry, Frank Vanna, who is a business development guru, I would have to say. Now, he has raised funds for High Street Capital that went public. You have been doing this, you're president of Vanna Financial Services for over 20 years, providing wealth management. Tell us how you got into this world of cannabis and Mosaic.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you as well. So the journey, I was, like you mentioned, I did some wealth management for a number of years, and a lot of that was employee benefits and the health insurance side of things. And we kind of specialized in larger cases. So, you know, I had a lot of experience on the medical side, seeing a lot of unhealthy situations for people over a number of years. And when I transitioned away from the insurance business about 15 years ago to raising money, raising capital for early stage companies, more on an angel basis, you know, I had a group of folks that we would look at deals and infuse cash and, you know, help the management teams, you know, try and
right.
So that was kind of our specialty. And about 8 years or so ago, I was introduced to some folks at High Street Capital, and we started to raise some money in the cannabis space. That was my introduction to the cannabis space at that time. And it was very interesting. It was new. It was, you know, kind of the Wild West then. So a lot of people still think it's the Wild West, but it certainly was then. And I liked what I heard. I liked the team, so I got involved. And, you know, the journey just kind of grew from there, like for everybody. You know,
yes.
Just, the hook was set, and, you know, we kept doing it. I raised some money from a few other entities. But that was the big part that I was, you know, became aware and started to watch the industry grow.
So, Frank, we have seen the industry radically change. I mean, not just a little, radical changes. I understand COVID was a disruptor, yes. But I don't think anyone really expected the industry to go so flat so soon. Where are we today, and what makes a dispensary, what makes a group, what makes e-commerce more successful today than people that are going out of business? What's the distinction, do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, the difficult thing is, you know, with it not being federally legal, I mean, some parts of that are good and some parts of it are bad, right? So,
yes,
every state is kind of doing it differently. You know, I wish that collectively the ones that did very well, the rest of them would follow suit a little bit, but they've all kind of done it their way, it seems like. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad. It gets oversaturated quickly, or, you know, licenses aren't distributed properly. But the bottom line is, I think you see, you know, maybe too much volume coming online, and then it becomes a race to the bottom of price, right? That's just,
yes.
You know, that's just the broad stroke of what I see and what a lot of problems are. And then relative to states doing it differently, man, it's so hard to get your dispensary open. It's so much time.
Oh my God.
And it's so expensive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
You failed before you get out of the gate in a lot of these states. And, you know, that's terrible, right? So,
the regulations, oh my gosh.
100%. You know, so
yeah.
The industry is starving for some regulatory relief, for sure.
Is Massachusetts one of the worst? I heard it was.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's been going on so long. So it feels like, you know, we got past some of the bad times, And now we have an influx of licenses coming online again. So it'll be interesting to see what the second wave looks like. But,
yeah.
You know, there are a lot of very successful dispensaries here doing very well. I mean, you know, I think in the early states, you know, the companies that are more financially stable emerging are able to take over, and some just really just don't make it, right, sadly. So
at this point, is it fair to say that this is not the industry that everyone said years ago, get into the cannabis industry, the arena, because this is where the money will be? Is it fair to say that that's not what's happening today?
Well, I mean, I think right at this point, I think the fast money, a lot of people did make a lot of money early on in the early stages of this happening. I think now it's in a, you know, the time frame is stretched out. I still think, and I think a lot of people in the industry really believe that, you know, the horse is out of the barn, so to speak. It's not coming back. I mean, there's a large demand for the product.
Absolutely,
there is. You know, regulation, you know, the government is not helping the industry right this second. You know, just... I just think if the businesses were allowed to operate as any other business, I mean, it doesn't need to be federally legal, but just operate as any other business with financing, deductions, banking, you know, all of those nice little things that most businesses take for granted, the cannabis space doesn't really access that very well. So that's a detriment to business. So, but the amount of money that the cannabis space, you know, provides, tax revenue to the government and things, you would think that it would turn the corner, but it will. It just hasn't yet.
I was going to ask you, do you see the new election coming up? You know, is this going to have any effect, if any, on the industry, election?
I wish I had a crystal ball. You know, I thought more would have happened under this administration. And if it becomes, you know, Republican administration next time, then, you know, that certainly feels like it could potentially be some headwinds. But, you know, we thought we would have had some tailwinds with this administration, and it's still the ball didn't really get moved down the road. So it's hard to say. It just seems like it adds up to more time. It's going to take more time. That's not necessarily good for the dispensaries that are struggling or not making it, but the ones that are more stable and stronger, you know, they'll make it through this. I just know that the appetite and the need for the product, I mean, the demand is there. It's just navigating these, you know, these tough waters.
Yes. I know that there are, in downtown Boston alone, there are several dispensaries, and I'm just thinking, gosh, is this going to, you know, it's wonderful that they're available on, it feels like every other corner in downtown, but I wonder, is it going to hurt them at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question. I mean, that's, yeah, I think a lot of people wish they had the answer to that. I mean, I think some of the stigma leaves the industry, education gets better in the industry, it leans towards becoming more legal when it gets on better footing versus, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, the alcohol industry, you know, all of those things start to get on more solid footing. I think that there's a case for it to get better. But right now it's, you know, there's a little bit of a cloud over it. But even saying that, it's a $25 to $30 billion business right now domestically. So, I mean,
well, that's
here.
Just it. Yeah, it is here, and you know, we have been educating people about this plant, the full spectrum, the entire plant, from industrial hemp, CBD, cannabis, and you hear of stories every day of people. From epilepsy to specific brain tumors, that this plant throughout the world, I know people from England, I know people from Canada, from Australia, from Israel, where this plant has made miraculous differences in people's lives, physical differences that change their life and their lifespan.
Right.
Now, I'm not talking about recreational right now. I'm talking about the medicinal side to it. Do you think that the recreational has changed the outcome of the use of cannabis, or changed it in any way? I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
Well, to your initial point, I think that if we came ashore with the plant today for the first time, we'd be heroes, right? Instead, you know, it's 180 degrees from that and working its way back to being a hero, right? So from a medicinal side, strangely enough, I raised a lot of money with an older crowd, let's just say 70 plus aged people that, knee transplants, hip transplants, high blood pressure, pain, on a bunch of pharmaceutical type meds that were introduced to, even smoking the product or gummies and saw relief. I mean, just in my own little world, I watched it happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I love it.
Which was great for my belief.
We have to get ready for a break. So give us the best website. We will continue with Frank Vanna in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And tell us the best website.
Mosaic.green.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frank Vanna. Frank has been very much behind the scenes and working alongside dispensaries, trying to help brand recognition and all of those things. And tell us about the Mosaic, because you're opening, you operate in, are you in East Boston yet?
We do have a location, a client, East Boston Cannabis. We are, they're doing great, you know, fabulous customer local. We are able to sell our services nationwide. We write in states where our point of sale partners operate. I think we have clients signed up in business in 12 plus states right now. And our e-commerce platform, we think, is changing the industry from an e-commerce standpoint. I mean, you know, the plain vanilla version is we're bringing outside retail practices to the cannabis space. And, you know, it's been a pretty fragmented space up until this point, and we're trying to bring some of the best practices into cannabis. You know, it's still a real young industry, so We think our timing's great, and we think we're being somewhat disruptive, and we're bringing an experience that works really well outside of cannabis to cannabis, and we hope that that will help, you know, with part of the stigma. It'll help with education. It'll help drive business to dispensaries.
I mean, it sounds wonderful. It really does. The educational piece, I try so hard to inform people and make them aware of all the options. But there are so many options out there for people. You know, the stress level that we're living with in this country is outrageous. We have an opioid crisis that we haven't even begun to understand the ramifications of opioid addiction, in my opinion. We just haven't. And there are many doctors, Frank, who have been on this program who have said that they feel that this plant could really and truly revolutionize the opioid addiction problem, that it really could.
I believe that. Like I mentioned before the break, I saw it in a subset of, you know, people that I was surrounded with. And, you know, I think that, you know, nowadays, you know, the powerful companies are, you know, I think we compete with pharmaceuticals right now. So, you know, in the media, we don't get the recognition that we probably should get. And I think that's one of the perks of, you know, when it becomes federally legal, I think that the true benefits of it will be, you know, more widespread or known widespread. I think right now it's somewhat suppressed, is my opinion. And
how many? I agree with you. How many years do you, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but how many years do you think it will be before we see legalization? Or do you think we ever will? I mean, do you think it'll go state by state until that's just going to be every state?
Yeah. It's again, I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen in less than 3 or 4 years. I don't think. I mean, I wish it maybe would happen quicker, but you know, there are things that, you know, becoming federally legal could potentially be a headache too, with more regulation and all of those things. I think the first nice step would be for, you know, the regulation regarding business practices, right? Just to take some of the burden off and let them operate as any other business. I think that's the first big step. And I think with that step, with more successful dispensaries and, every little step you take forward, I think helps in the stigma side of things, and that'll bring new people to cannabis. And, you know, that's the direction you want to go in. So before you get totally to legalization, I think there's a lot of good that will take place. And I think that medicinal side of things will really start to come to the surface. At least that's what I hope.
I hope so, too. I've been saying it for a while, but I hope so. Can you update us on the banking? Banking has always been very tough. I mean, really beyond tough situation in the world of dispensaries. And I mean, it still is, isn't it?
Well, it still is tough. I mean, the regulation, I mean, it's state by state, right? So the big bank, the big national banks are not in. But, you know, people are banking. I think the misnomer a little bit is that banking's not involved, but it is involved. You know, the financing and raising money to open these dispensaries and operate in the space is difficult. And, you know, last couple of years, it's raising capital is really difficult. So, I mean, businesses have not even got started or have gone out of business because of the capital constraints. But banking is there. It's getting better. You know, as long as, you know, if you operate, if you cross the T's and dot the I's, then, you know, the state banking states, you know, there hasn't really been any issues. So that helps, but still it's not free flowing. It's still not the same as, you know, having a jewelry store or a liquor store. It's just not.
Right, right. There's a club that's in my neighborhood in the North End, and they have security guards. Where was I the other day? And I was so shocked to see a security guard. But security guards are a staple at every dispensary. There's one on State Street. As I drive up State Street, the security guard is sitting outside on a stoop. I mean, he's just sitting there on a stool, rather.
Well, I mean, I think everyone, you know, I think it's part of the regulations. I wish I could tell you specifically what the regulation is, state by state or whatever, but you definitely need some type of security on premise. And, you know, I see that all the time. I don't really question it because I just think it's part of procedure. But, yeah, wherever we go, whatever dispensary you go in, there's normally security.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yep.
But credit cards, are they allowed? Can you still not use credit cards in dispensaries, or what's the latest? Is it state by state?
Well, I think it's state by state a little bit. I mean, I think they're trying to figure out how to do it. You've probably read, and I've read, I mean, some operators have been using them. Some services have been offering them, and then they get shut down. Visa card and MasterCard, I mean, Visa and MasterCard are, you know, are making a stance when it becomes maybe too public. When it's not public, I think it seems like it's been working for a while. But again, you know, they're working to make it not be an issue. But again, because it's not federally legal, there's a lot of stopping and starting in it right now. It's not smooth sailing yet. So, you know, some dispensaries are testing it. Other dispensaries are just staying away from it. So the industry on the topic is still somewhat fragmented.
Your input has been so fabulous today. Obviously, digital is major. And I hope that we get to see less regulations and more applications for people. Because you know and I know that this plant has so much possibility and potential on all fronts. It just really does. And it just is so highly misunderstood. And now the industry needs to recover. I think it's taken a little bit slower for this industry than other industries from COVID, and you know, but we so appreciate your time, Frank Vanna. Give us the best website, how people can find out more about you and the model and what you guys are doing at Mosaic.
Yeah, mosaic.green is our website. Come visit us, sign up for a demo, love to hear from you. Or just to talk cannabis and e-commerce. That's what we love to do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back, it is Frankie Boyer. And joining me now is the lovely Mary Lopez Carter. And welcome, my dear friend. Nice to have you with us. So I wanted you on before the holidays because I wanted to remind people that this is absolutely, and Mary, of course, is the woman behind the CarolinaHempHut.com company. And I wanted people to know that CBD might help with anxiety during this time of the year.
If you're asking me, absolutely. And I can tell you from my own personal experience, although I'm a calm person and I meditate and do all those healthy habits. But I'll tell you a quick story. When my mom passed away 4 years ago, I had tremendous anxiety and depression. I was just grieving. And actually, the grief never really truly goes away. But, oh my gosh, if it wasn't for the CBD that I was dosing myself about three times a day, not just once a day, I had to really ramp it up.
Yeah.
Keep my nerves more calm and my head more focused so that I could work and function. And not just for work, but be there for my family as well.
You know, it's so interesting you're saying that because about 4 years ago, I had a very dear friend who I was given the grim task of helping him, and he had terminal cancer, and I had to help him transition, and he was kind of a recluse at the end of his life and still very young in his 60s, but a strange, strange dude. I loved him dearly. And I promised his mother that I would take care of him and do whatever I could. And I felt obligated that I had to be the one. I had to be his person during this time. So I would go every single day to the house and bring food, even though he didn't eat it. I tried every day. Hospice tried very hard, and he threw everybody out. He started smoking again. And he had anal cancer, so between the smell and the cigarettes, it was a nasty situation. He didn't want to go to a hospital. He didn't want to go anywhere, but just stay really where he was in his tiny little apartment. And if I didn't take CBD, I have to say that that was probably my lifesaver because, you know, Mary, my first reaction is to be reactionary. You know, it's like to lash back. And this is a man that had very few months left to live. At the end of his life, he was obnoxious. He needed this. He needed that. And it was the CBD that allowed my brain to not tell him where to go. I'm not kidding. Because he was just so abusive. But it was the CBD that gave me the strength to go there and not react. That it was the wrong coffee. It was the wrong this. And it was that CBD that said, Frankie, just let it go. Let it go. You're not lying in a bed, not able to get up. You're not at the end of your life. And so I just played the game and did what I had to do. And when he did finally pass, it was the CBD that got me through it, though. It really, Mary, I could not have slept. I could not have done all of the things that I had to do and without getting nasty and just allowing him the grace to be and to have the love for him, which I just needed to have at that time.
And I hear stories like that, not just with people who, like in your situation, you have a friend who's dying, and then you have to deal with the death of that loved one as well. But the people that are taking care of the people that are ill, like yourself, you need to take care of yourself so you can feel better. I hear this a lot, especially with people who have aging parents that have dementia. And they're losing their mind. And it's so sad.
So hard.
And it's hard on the caregiver as well as, you know, the person that's ill.
It certainly is. And you know, Mary, that's why I understood at that moment how my endocannabinoid system was depleted. What was that stress, Mary, just really and truly wiped me out. And it was someone near and dear that said, you need to try some CBD right now. This is a critical time. Your body needs CBD. And I took a lot of it, and my body needed a lot of it. And the minute he passed and I was able to get rid of his things and clean out all of the apartment and all the things that I had to do, and it was exactly this time of the year, and I was able to go into the new year renewed, refreshed, and was able to cut way back. I didn't need that kind of CBD anymore. My body didn't need that. And so I started dosing appropriately at that point. So it's like, if you listen to your body will tell you. It really will.
And it's good to stay in tune with your body, just like you did. And you are correct. Your body was depleted of your whatever stress, your stress hormones were just on high alert, right? And it happens to everybody. And just like you said, when you deplete yourself and you need more of whatever it is that you need, your body will talk to you. And the lovely thing about your endocannabinoid system is it does help regulate all the systems in your body. It wants to put your body into homeostasis.
Yes.
It wants to balance out everything, your hormones, your mood, all of it.
Yeah, and I didn't get sick. You know, a lot of people after that would get sick, and, you know, my immune system was not, because I did take care of myself during those times. I had to do a lot of radio, but I began my day with my meditation. As you say, it's very important for me to be grounded, and I was able to go to bed at night. And I needed the CBD to go to bed, not for anything, but I really needed CBD throughout the day, but I needed it at night to go to sleep. I just needed it because I knew that if I could not restore my body with a good night's sleep, I would not be good for him or for me. And that was also very important. And this was a lovely man during his life. This was a musician, very creative. And it was an unfortunate ending for him. And I knew that this wasn't the real man. This was just a man that was in tremendous pain that people couldn't help. You know, he drifted back to some old ways when he was very young. And I understood all of that. I got that. But I could not have gotten any of it. And I would have been a very angry woman if I didn't have the CBD. And I just can't say enough of how critical. And so if you're stressed right now, I don't want you to be a zombie, and CBD won't make you a zombie, but it will take the edge off. For me, it was like having a timeout. You know what I mean? It was just like having that timeout button, Mary.
I love that you use the word zombie, because a lot of prescription medication does exactly that. You're not fully you. So, but with CBD, you're just a better version of you. You're not zombified in any way.
Yes, yes, yes. And I want you to share with us that this was 4 years ago, and I didn't have a lot of options. I want you to talk about the options today, Mary Carter, because there are so many choices for people. And way back when, the Wild West is not so wild anymore, and people are starting to, through education and the conversations that we're having, we're starting to see what really needs to happen in the world of cannabinoid medicine and just understanding CBD in the bigger picture. So when we come back, we have to get ready for a break, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit about options. Let's talk about, is it anxiety? Is it sleep? Is it focus? All of these, and back then it was just CBD. Now it's CBD, CBG, and CBN, and we have all kinds of new information And that is just amazing, absolutely amazing. And if I had known back then, I would have been dosing him with the CBG, but I didn't realize how important it was for him as the patient, as well as for me. So we have a lot to talk about. Mary Lopez Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut is with us, and give us the best website.
CarolinaHempHut.com, CarolinaHempHut.com.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-694-1130.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It is Frankie Boyer with Mary Carter Lopez, Mary Lopez Carter. And so, Mary, tell us about anxiety. Let's talk about anxiety today. What would be the best for anxiety?
Well, I always start off people low and slow with the least amount of side effects. And by that, I mean, you know, CBD can have THC, which can affect you, psychologically, psychoactive, in other words. But a good full-spectrum CBD product will help balance your body out, balance your mood, your stress, anything neurological. It passes the blood-brain barrier, and it reaches those feel-good receptors in the brain. And that's how I start off with people, is just take a good full-spectrum CBD product. But there's so many different types of products and different ways to take it, how much to take, when to take, and everybody's body's different. Maybe an oil is good, but if you have panic attacks, you want something that works quickly. So you may want to take a water-soluble product or vape or smoke. Even suppositories is an option, because that's also a quick and effective way to dose yourself. So it all depends on what your body needs, and then also what your preferences are, because we also have gummies and chocolates if you like sweet stuff and you don't like the herbally taste, or if you like pills that you can add to your regimen of other vitamins every morning. That's another easy way to dose yourself. So there's just so many different ways of taking it. You have options. If one product doesn't work, we try a different product. If one cannabinoid doesn't work, we add other cannabinoids until we figure out what's a right protocol for your specific health issues.
And that's the difference today, is it that we're understanding, we have more knowledge, Mary?
Yes, as more studies come out and more shows such as yours where you're educating people about CBD, and people are learning, people are paying attention, and people are wanting to stay away from prescription medication as much as possible, because we all know they have side effects. You can watch those commercials on TV that talk about the negative side effects of prescription medication, and that's just not good. It's not a healthy way to do things.
You say start slow. One of the things, too, is drinking a lot of water. Water is important all the time, but especially when you're using CBD. Explain why.
It affects the salivary glands, so you will feel thirsty. It is a cannabis product, and just like when people use recreational or medicinal marijuana, they will feel thirsty. That's probably the worst side effect, unless you take too much, and then you can be high with too much THC in your system. But yeah, you just have to stay hydrated, and you may get the munchies if you're taking something that has a little bit higher on the THC side. But compared to other side effects from other things you could be taking, I will take a little bit of thirstiness or a little bit of the munchies to feel good and balanced.
I love that you're saying the word balance, because that's what this is all about. It's about balance, isn't it?
Yes, and that's what the CBD does. It's constantly looking to put your body into balance. So, for example, if your blood sugar's too high, it will lower it to be balanced. If it's too low, it'll raise it to be balanced. They also refer to it as an adaptogenic herb. It adapts to what your body needs.
Absolutely. And as we are going through these difficult days, and for many it's being alone, for some it's just the personalities of the relatives. whatever it might be, just a little can just take that edge off. And as I say, instead of that alligator brain for me, which was so critical during that time, it was such an important lesson for me about life and living and death. And you know, it really covered all the gamut. And for me, though, it stopped me from screaming. I also noticed that while I was taking it, I was not as reactionary in the car. So I wasn't blowing my horn and getting all upset about the driver that cut me off and all of that. I was able to handle all of it. And that to me is so, that was the beauty of using CBD during that difficult time. That really was the beauty of it.
Well, it revealed the real you, which is a calm, relaxed, healthy, happy person. Whereas when you're not on it, you're, like you said, more reactionary. That's actually not you in a balanced state. That's not real you. It just reveals more of the real you, the way you should feel and be.
Right. Mary, can you become addicted to CBD?
No, you cannot become addicted, and you cannot overdose on it.
Okay.
You can't take too much and not feel so good. Maybe sleepy.
Yeah. Know?
Maybe more.
So that's why I want Mary on, because, you know, Mary's store, everyone is so qualified to give you information. This is, it's really key to get through the holidays, to be balanced. We all want balance in our lives. We want happiness. We want all of those wonderful things for this time of the year. So give Mary and her team a call. See if they can figure out what it is that might help you. And maybe you want to focus more in the new year and you don't want to take Adderall or some of the medications out there. There are some wonderful new CBD products that can help you focus, help you get back on track. You know, we all get a little off the rail a little bit this time of the year, but it's time now to get back to that place of balance and back to reality of our lives. And, you know, we are all under pressure with this time of the year, but it doesn't have to be. And Mary, give us the best website, please, and phone number.
CarolinaHempHut.com, 855-HEMP-OIL.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Always so wonderful. Mom, Mary Carter. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And smile.
I won't dance. Don't ask me. I won't dance. Don't ask me. I won't dance, madame, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things that they should do.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.